You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember a few weeks ago, there was a nurse who threw out a kidney, right? There was someone who had donated the kidney. The kidney was taken, put into a stainless steel container, and then it was discarded. And the person waiting for the kidney never got the kidney. From what we understand, many organs for transplant get discarded. Not all of them accidentally, like, oops, it got wrapped up with the papers. But it, from what we understand, there's a lot of flaws to this system. Now, I'm looking at the New York Times. They say, and this is just kind of shocking, that many organs that were to be used for transplants were discarded because they didn't have a system in place such that it could be used in the right amount of time. So this idea that we are on very, very short supply of kidneys and organs to be used for transplant has just now compounded with the fact that many of these organs that are given up aren't even used. Last year, according to the New York Times, 4,700 people died while waiting for kidney transplants in the United States. That is almost 5,000 people last year. In the last 5 years, more than 2,600 kidneys were recovered from deceased donors, but they were discarded without ever being transplanted. Now, usually they could wind up in like a research laboratory. Sometimes they just landed in the medical waste incinerator. They say in many cases, organs that seemed promising for transplant based on the age and health of the donor were discovered to have other problems that made them not viable. And that's kind of understandable too. You know, you get the organ and you're like, oh, wait a second, we can't use this. Because again, I mean, you can't see the organ 100% until you take it out. But they say many experts agree that a significant number of the discarded kidneys, maybe even 50% of them, could be transplanted and actually used. That means 1,300 of those kidneys could have been used and possibly 1,300 souls saved if the system for allocating them better matched the right organ to the right recipient in the right amount of time. They say the current process is inefficient. It's an outdated computer matching program. Too much government oversight. They say there's an over-reliance by doctors on inconclusive tests. Let me see. They say that there's a system of medical rationing that there's a lot of things that I guess are messed up in the system from what we understand. They say for 25 years, the wait list for deceased donor kidneys, right now there's 93,000 people waiting, okay? I guess is, I mean, from what I understand, there's supposed to be a first-come, first-serve. But we are hearing that things are changing where if you have a younger type of kidney, it's going to go to a younger person. And an older person is going to be pushed back on the list. So they need to get their acts together. From what I understand, the country is divided into 58 donation districts. When a deceased donor kidney becomes available, the rules dictate that it is first offered to the compatible candidate within the district who has waited the longest. Priority, of course, getting to children and candidates whose blood chemistry makes it very difficult to match. So somebody that kind of has a rare type of situation, if something comes their way, they get pushed up on the list. If there's no taker locally, then it goes nationally. From what we understand, the system for livers and hearts and lungs haven't been revised like kidneys have. And from what I understand, it's not as organized as we think. Just as I'm talking about it, it doesn't appear as organized as I talk about it. So they say here, kidneys that might function for decades may be routed to elderly patients, and they want to change that to giving it to younger people. And they say older, lower quality kidneys, if they become available, candidates atop the list, may not want those. They may want higher quality kidneys. So they're going to start playing around with this. And they want to usually transplant an organ within 24 to 36 hours, which means they got to work quickly. If they do get a, remember, to take a kidney out of a deceased individual, it has to be a very freshly deceased individual. They need to work like clockwork. Usually we don't want to wait over 3 days by any means. So you have a very short time frame. They need to figure out who's going to get the kidney, who will test for it, and they need to figure out how not to throw it out in the meantime. So that's kind of what's going on. It looks like a little bit of a cluster. Now, another thing that's going to be a cluster is the Obamacare penalty. From what we understand, a report today came out that more and more people are going to be facing this penalty, even if they don't want to, if they don't purchase health insurance. Now, one thing we've been talking about now for years is under Obamacare, if you don't purchase health insurance, the government's going to fine you. It's going to roughly, by the year 2016, equal about close to $600-$700 a person or $2,000 a family. $2,000 a family, all right, if you don't purchase health insurance. It starts out in 2014, which is basically a year and a few months from now, and gradually increased to the point where by 2016, $2,000 per family or close to $700 per person. Well, what they're finding is many people still don't have jobs. And if they don't have jobs, they aren't getting insurance through their employer. Duh, that's exactly what we predicted. Trying to, you know, insure everybody without figuring out how to get people jobs or how, if people are working, they're able to keep their insurance. Again, a huge flaw with Obamacare, which is why I think we need to revamp the system where we don't have employers in control of your health insurance. But I speak of that all the time, and I don't want to, beat a dead horse with that subject. But they say many Americans that are out of work, especially middle income, can't afford health insurance on their own. Or if they are working for somebody, they aren't getting health insurance. They're working for one of those companies that are not going to be purchasing the health insurance. So it looks like more and more people are going to be bracing themselves for this tax. Complete cluster. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in as judiciously as you do. Don't forget that we are going to be going to Alaska next June, leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of coastal Alaska. It is absolutely exquisite. Go to my website to check that out, because I would love for us to travel together, have some fun, learn a lot. But really enjoy ourselves. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, I had a diet question. My doctor has, I've been trying to get her to give me some Phentermine to help me with my weight loss. I've lost about 40 pounds on my own and can't seem to get past that. I need to lose about 40 more.
Mm-hmm.
She's tested me for testosterone level. It came back 183. What she claims is
low.
Fairly low, mm-hmm. and says that she's going to give me some testosterone replacement cream, and thinks that that will help me, and then potentially give me some diet pills after that if I still have trouble. I'm just curious if testosterone increase will really help me with my weight loss and what the facts are about it, and the pluses and minuses of taking that as opposed to Phentermine, and if Phentermine won't work if I have low testosterone.
No, that's a great question. I would actually prefer you get your testosterone supplemented as opposed to the Phentermine. The Phentermine, It is a diet pill, and it's out there. And we were talking about that yesterday with the diet pill that's going to combine the Phentermine with the Topamax. Phentermine is a form of speed. And you take it, and you lose your appetite, but it isn't long-term. And my problem with Phentermine is many people gain the weight back. If your testosterone is low and you're able to replenish that, replace it, and then with normal level testosterone start building muscle, you start building that muscle, and if you can maintain that muscle, it will increase your metabolism. That's much more long-term, okay? You can exercise long-term. We allow you to exercise long-term. We don't allow you to take Phentermine long-term. So my only concern, and I've seen this, and I know some of you may disagree, but the one dangerous thing I've seen is people will lose, and congratulations to losing 40 pounds, but people will lose weight. Then they'll go on the Phentermine. They'll lose a little bit more, but then they rebound. And unfortunately, when they rebound, they regained what they lost and then some. My worry is it'll eat into some of the 40 pounds you already lost when you rebound. Remember, your body doesn't want to go into starvation mode. That's what Phentermine does. So you take the Phentermine, you eat less, you feel a little more energetic and rushed because, again, it's a form of speed, but you can't take it long term. You know, could bother the heart, could mess with some of the heart valves. It's just not something you want to take long term. You don't want to take stimulants long term. So eventually you stop. And if you eat the same calories that you ate prior, and everybody does, everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to stick to the 500 calories with the HCG diet, or I'll stick to the 1,000 calories. You don't. And your body will sometimes, because of the shock of what you did with the Phentermine, will hold on to those calories more. Remember we used to talk about years ago this hibernation mode where if you do these crash diets, your body will go into hibernation mode where it'll say, all right, well, then whatever calorie I do get, I'm going to hold on to. That isn't that far off, right? If your body thinks you're going to crash diet because of this form of speed, it's going to prepare itself. All right. But you having low testosterone, that needs to be get fixed first and foremost. Having low testosterone won't kill you by any means, but it'll prevent you from building the muscle mass, having the energy and the stamina that you would if your testosterone was normal. So I would say there's more benefits than risks. However, your PSA should be run prior to you starting the testosterone. And then I would say watch pretty closely within the first few months of starting the testosterone, because if you have that rare issue of having a prostate cancer that is sensitive, obviously, to testosterone, we don't want to make anything worse by you getting testosterone supplementation. But honestly, when people want to lose the last 20, 30 pounds, the Phentermine doesn't appear to be long-term. And that's what's very frustrating for people. And I would hate for when you rebound to go back and lose some of that 40 that you lost on your own. My recommendation would be to, you know, do Weight Watchers or to, make, you know, get a personal trainer, mix up the workouts a little bit. Yes, it does help, you know, to have the appetite go down, you know, but, it's not going to be a long-term fix, and you can't be on the Phentermine long-term. So if you're going to try to lose weight and your PSA is normal, I would probably go the testosterone route. Not that you take testosterone to lose weight. You're taking testosterone to replenish what you're low in, and low testosterone could cause muscle wasting. And we want to get your muscle up, because if you build your muscle, then you'll hopefully burn more ATP and burn more energy and be able to keep your metabolism at a point where hopefully you want, and lose weight that way. All right? I hope that makes sense. That is a fabulous question. Keep them coming, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's why I think it's a great idea to get your testosterone checked. Why not? You know, and don't believe this whole male menopause thing. Many men, as they age, their testosterone stays nice and strong. If your testosterone lowers, there could be something else going on. Get that evaluated. And I would say get it replenished. Make sure your PSA, of course, is good. But Dr. Dahlia, the task force doesn't want us to screen PSA and screen prostate cancer. I don't care. If you're going to be taking testosterone, your prostate has to be watched, hands down. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I've been watching the news. I watch the news every day. And what we're looking at the end of the week now, and they're still talking about this Romney 47% remark. It's interesting because, you know, you're watching, well, I mean, you see it on, you know, CNN and MSNBC. That's a headline. Every day, the headline is the 47% remark when Mitt Romney was caught, I guess it was a May fundraiser, where he was talking about, in essence, how 47% of the country, I guess somebody must have asked about the polls, and how, a good percentage is already going to be voting for President Obama. And he was talking about how he can't convince that 47%. He's got to, you know, work on convincing the independents, which is something political analysts have talked about. But how he articulated it was how the 47% feel they're, entitled to these entitlements, et cetera. And he kind of got lost in what he was discussing when, he didn't word it like a lot of the political analysts word it. You know, whoever's already voting for Obama is already voting for Obama. Whoever's voting for him is already voting for him. And he's got to work on the remaining 5 to 10% and convince independents to vote for him, which is something we've been saying all along. It's just he threw in who he believes those 47% are. Whether he politically analyzed it correctly or not, that's what's been up for debate. But boy, all week long, that's been the headline of the liberal media. From what we understand, even in a Fox News poll, Obama has been leading in key battleground states, Oklahoma, Ohio, Florida, etc. And, I've been getting emails and, you know, calls, and people have been going, you know, where are we going with this? Did Romney really, really mess up? Remember, I don't think things have changed much, okay? It's difficult because when the media, takes Romney and, highlights his gaffes, of course, yes, some people that are on the fence could possibly not vote for him, but I don't think a lot of people are on the fence. I think because of the economy and because of where we are, the people that want Obama are already voting for Obama. The people who want Romney are already voting for Romney. And those who are independent, I think many of them have figured it out. They are just aligning themselves as an independent to kind of save themselves a lot of the hassles with the polls, a lot of the hassles with the calls, etc. We get a call every night. Every night we are getting a call from some group wanting us to help, wanting us to make phone calls, wanting us to donate, wanting us to be polled. And I can understand why some of the independents want to be left alone at night. I mean, this is a very, very passionate, extremely concerning election for many of us on both sides. You know, I mean, many people that are receiving, their unemployment benefits and food stamps, et cetera, they're really concerned that if the Republicans get into power, they are going to lose some of that. They are scared. Whereas many people on the conservative side are really concerned about Obamacare, where the economy is going, if the economy doesn't get better, how much worse things are going to be. So it's a very, very, scary time. But remember, we still have the debates. And so whoever is leading in the polls now doesn't mean it's already a win. All right, I think the debates are really going to reveal what these candidates think, and we'll get a little better idea then. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibson'sHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson'sHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was kind of interesting. Yogurt had been found to lower high blood pressure if yogurt was a part of your diet. I know people think it's a girly food, but listen, you could just eat the yogurt at home. All right, your wife won't tell anybody. Well, I mean, she may, you know, if she purchases a whole bunch of yogurt at the grocery store, you could, you know, just tell her, look, don't say she's buying it for me, say she's buying it for her. But this is kind of interesting. They say people who ate at least the equivalent of one serving every 3 days were 31% less likely to develop high blood pressure than those who didn't eat any yogurt at all. Don't these studies kind of throw you? You're like, are you kidding me? I gotta now eat yogurt 3 times a week. I like, you know, the ice cream yogurt. Yeah, frozen yogurt with some strawberry topping and hot fudge, but that doesn't count from what I understand. Hufin Wang, PhD of Tufts University in Boston, and colleagues has figured that out. Yep. The They say an even stronger effect was seen among those who were not taking blood pressure medicine, according to an analysis of the Framingham Heart study. They said that yogurt is nutrient-dense, low-fat dairy product. The higher the yogurt intake as part of a healthy diet pattern may be beneficial for blood pressure and hypertension prevention. That finding, they say, reinforces the known role of low-fat dairy products in reducing blood pressure. That's true. Also, calcium helps you lose weight. Calcium-rich foods help you lose weight. Of course, you wonder, well, doesn't cheese make you gain weight? It does. But studies have found that having a good calcium intake helps you lose weight. Now, the DASH diet recommends 2 to 3 servings of low-fat dairy per day. They would encourage patients to choose fat-free or low-fat yogurt and to watch the amount of added sugars that are in the yogurt to keep the calories down. I can't get yogurt in me unless it's really tasty. I have to have it, with fruit. You know what I like? I don't drink coffee, so I don't usually go to Starbucks. But they have these parfaits, and I think it's a couple hundred calories, but you can make a meal out of it, and it's yogurt with the granola and the fruit. Those are tasty, but it's, I think, a few bucks. I could eat that. I could get that in me. Wang's group studied 2,100 adults in the offspring cohort of the Framingham Heart Study who did not have high blood pressure baseline. People answered dietary questions, were followed with blood pressure along this longitudinal study. 44% of the participants said they ate yogurt at least once a month. During the 14 years of follow-up, eventually 900 of these patients developed high blood pressure. But those who were eating yogurt were able to stave off some of the blood pressure rises. So, pretty cool stuff. I don't know. I mean, if you could get the yogurt in you, I mean, to me, it's got to be really tasty. Very yummy. I mean, you got to get it in you, honestly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is really cool. I'm looking at an old tooth found from Slovenia. And the tooth looks like it was filled with beeswax to reduce pain from a cavity. So are they saying dentists back in the olden days would fill your cavities with beeswax? That is way cool. Anyway, researchers say this is according to CBS News, who quoted Live Science. An ancient cracked tooth repaired with a filling made of beeswax may be the earliest known example of therapeutic dentistry. This tooth is 65 centuries old and was part of a man's jaw found more than 100 years ago in Slovenia. They say it's rare to find ancient dentistry. They said the oldest examples are close to 9,500-year-old molars found in Pakistan that had regularly shaped cavities with these ridges drilled into them. Scientists reported yesterday in the journal Plus One that they found the filling as they analyzed a 6,500-year-old lower jaw recovered from a cave in Trieste, Italy. The jaw once belonged to a 24 to 30-year-old man, included a left canine tooth having a vertical crack in its hard enamel and softer dentin layers. This is way cool. The severe wear and tear seen on the tooth was probably eating and, I don't know, maybe they use their teeth to make tools, soften leather, women will bite down on threads and things like that. But researchers found that there was beeswax applied to the left canine, and it looks like it was applied closely to the time of the man's death, which means they were doing dentistry and cavity filling back then. That is way cool. Researchers managed to figure out the age of the beeswax using a large ion accelerator, which let them see what carbon isotopes were in the wax. All isotopes of carbon have 6 protons but differ in the number of neutrons. I guess the carbon-14 isotope is unstable, decays over time, so they can analyze the ratio of carbon-14 to the other carbon isotopes to figure out how much time has passed. Researchers also used X-rays, etc., got a 3D. And anyway, they figured out how old it is. And I guess they filled the teeth with beeswax back then. I think that is way cool. I think that is cool stuff. All right. To review what we talked about in the earlier hour, the FDA is now going to be looking into the arsenic levels in rice. We've known that arsenic has been in our rice because rice gets grown in water and soil. It needs a lot of water to grow. And the arsenic that leaches in, of course, gets taken up by the food. Well, FDA is now going to conduct a study. They're in the middle of the study, actually, of 1,200 samples of grocery store rice products, including short and long grain rice, adult and baby cereals, drinks, rice cakes, etc., to measure arsenic levels. This was brought to the public eye earlier last year when Dr. Oz was looking at apple juices and kids' fruit juices. Now, remember, there's two types of organic or two types of arsenic. The organic, which usually passes through the body quickly, essentially harmless, but the inorganic arsenic we get in pesticides, insecticides that can be toxic, can pose a cancer risk. Arsenic's in our water, it's in our air, it's in our food, it's in our soil in either form. So we don't know how much arsenic we are consuming, and rice is a huge part of the worldwide diet. Right now, the FDA is telling us not to panic. We shouldn't stop eating rice. They're going to figure out how much we're getting. My recommendation is mix it up a little bit. Just kind of mix up a little. Don't have rice all the time. They say an agency on Wednesday released 200 of an expected 1,200 samples after Consumer Reports released its own study and asked for federal standards for arsenic in rice. The FDA will not be done until the end of the year. Studies show similar levels of arsenic in rice. In the 200 samples, average levels were about 3.5 to 6.7 micrograms of inorganic arsenic serving. Consumer Reports found up to 8.7. Now, from what we understand, in New Jersey, they don't want more than 5 micrograms of arsenic in their water. So, obviously, we need to get our acts together. We need to figure out what we're eating, what's going into our system before make a decision. Keep in mind, we've been eating these foods for years. You know, I know cancer appears to be on the rise overall, but I don't think I've seen it jump. You know, we had a listener call in about the genetically modified organisms, with what, we found with Monsanto, rats who had been given, corn, genetically modified corn, and, eventually developed tumors in the laboratory. He said it's been going on for 25 years. Have we really seen an increase in cancer in 25 years? And is it because of our food? Or are we just seeing more cancer because we're living longer? So I don't think we should panic. I just don't think we should be having rice every day. You got to mix it up a little bit, right? Have some fun with it. All right, and we got to watch our rice. What's interesting, though, is you know how we recommend brown rice over white rice because the glycemic index? Brown rice appears to have more arsenic. So we just got to figure this stuff out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese.
Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Prep-tember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Prep-tember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Now, don't forget when you're on Facebook a little bit later today to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show. I would love for you to connect. Love to see who is listening and be able to connect with you guys, as well as Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So, it's interesting. Many of us are making our headaches worse by taking these over-the-counter painkillers. Now, 1 in 50 of us get regular headaches. Some of us get cyclical headaches with our, menstrual cycle. Some of us get headaches when the family comes to visit. Some of us get headaches just when we come home from work. And we talk about headaches a lot on the show, but not too often because a lot of us just got over our headache and we don't want to talk about it or listen to it or we get our headache back. Like me right now, my headache is subsided. And I am afraid that if I talk about this, it's going to come back, but that's okay. It's okay, I'll just drink a lot of water and I'll grin and bear it. But a lot of us could be putting ourselves at risk because in this one study, they say if you take aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, okay, so Motrin, aspirin, Tylenol, etc., it could cause a rebound headache. They say it could actually cause your brain to be more sensitive to pain, so you could be just prolonging or increasing the frequency of your headaches. They say many people get into this vicious cycle where the headaches get worse and they take more drugs. Then the pain becomes even more debilitating. Now, this one study occurred in Great Britain. They found that 10 million Great Britons suffer from severe headaches. And they think that many doctors are not properly diagnosing it or addressing them. Now, one thing I like to do is break the cycle. So I like to prescribe a triptan, whether it's Frova or Imitrex, etc. And that's something that they actually suggested, to use triptans, inhale oxygen, even acupuncture. I also like using chiropractic for the cervicogenic headaches, the headaches that happen in the back of the neck and then they go up. Professor Martin Underwood, a GP and Warwick Medical School researcher, helped draw up some guidelines for headaches. They say if you take, the ibuprofen and the Tylenol, et cetera, more than 10, 15 days a month, you're going to eventually cause overuse headache. You need to somehow break the cycle. Now, sometimes people just go to the painkillers. They'll take a Lortab, they'll take a Percocet. Very bad, because you could get a rebound headache with that as well. Now, many of you have written me saying, well, Dahlia, how do I know I don't have a brain tumor if I have a headache? You know, it's interesting because we don't like to scan everybody with headaches. Insurance companies don't like it. I know Obamacare is not going to like it. But, what I notice is whenever the headache specialist or the neurologist evaluates you for headaches, they don't even begin without an MRI. They get that MRI just to see what it looks like in there. Make sure you don't have any abscesses, sinusitis, ear issues. Sometimes you can even look at the TMJ, temporal mandibular joint, which is, 'cause sometimes cause headaches. And of course they'll make sure with that MRI, that they've ruled out any tumors, et cetera. But not a lot of us can go and get an MRI or can afford to get a scan. And, usually your neurologist or your internist or family doc does a fairly good neurological exam and, can hopefully pick up on signs. Sometimes a sign of a tumor is blurry vision, numbness, weakness, difficulty speaking. There's usually, there's other types of symptoms. The problem is like many of us, we lose our balance. Many of us will have trouble with our memory. Many of us will have a headache and they're like, oh, we have a tumor. And no, it's not a tumor, but not a tumor. So if the headaches are consistent, continual or worsening, we recommend an image, brain imaging. Some people ask, well, should I get a CAT scan or MRI? MRI is less radiation. Yes, it's more expensive, but it's less radiation. The reason why I've been ordering CAT scans less is, one is, I don't think a lot of people, want the contrast. And for some people that have some weakened kidneys, with a CT to get a good scan of the brain, a lot of times we need to use the contrast, whereas the gadolinium is more inert with the MRI. But number two is, every time a patient goes to the hospital for a bad headache, they get a CAT scan in the ER because it's cheaper and it's quicker. So they get the CAT scan, and it usually rules out what it needs to rule out. Make sure there's no bleed. Make sure there's no tumor. They continue to have headaches, so they go to the neurologist. The neurologist says, I can't use a CAT scan. I need an MRI. So the MRI usually will be ordered anyway. So when I have a patient that hasn't gone to the ER, has headaches, I'll sometimes skip the CAT scan because the MRI gets ordered anyway. And I'd rather save the patient money, rather save the insurance company money, rather get the test that the specialist is going to need, because it picks up a lot more than a CAT scan. But I understand if you had a CAT scan, it's still extremely valuable. So just, rethink treating yourself by popping these over-the-counter pills, because they could sometimes be doing more harm than good. Now, an example of something that does harm that can be used as good is the snake venom story. This was kind of cool. Researchers think they could use snake venom to treat cancer and diabetes. They think that the snakes are able to convert their venom into a harmless form as they store it, and this harmless form actually can be used as a weapon for us humans to fight cancer. Apparently, snake venom can target cells that line blood vessels, causing them to separate and die. And since many cancers are very highly vascular, and we like to fight the blood supply that goes to the tumor, if you're able to stop the blood supply that goes to the tumor, you're able to fight the tumor. So it's an idea. In terms of diabetes, I'm not sure how the snake venom could work with diabetes. We know we've used Gila Monster saliva for diabetic medications. So there definitely are things we use from the mouths of these venomous type of creatures. Hopefully we don't have to get bit by them. Hopefully they can figure it out, come up with some sort of a pill or injection. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Huge spinach recall because of a possible Listeria scare. Apparently Kroger, and many of us purchase Kroger-type products, has announced a recall in 15 states, including Tennessee and Kentucky. They say the spinach may contain Listeria monocytogenes, which was the culprit in the cantaloupe last year. If eaten, it could result in severe illnesses, possibly cause death. Right now, nobody's been sick. They are recommending people to visit the Kroger website to figure this out. No, I tell you, it's like every day there's something. I'm kind of sick of it. Every day there's something. This was kind of interesting. An aunt is now in trouble because her 11-year-old nephew went on a water ride in a water park in Minnesota. And she didn't want him to hurt her leather seats in her Lexus. So she allegedly made the wet boy ride in the trunk of her car. The older sister, who was dry, was allowed to sit on an actual seat. The aunt, Miss Susan McCarty, was caught after witnesses watched the boy crawl into the trunk. She later told officers who charged her with child endangerment that she did not assess the situation. All right, so I'm not sure what's going to happen to her, but some people, they really care more about their cars than their family members. Now, this is interesting. You know how tips have been kind of going up? Remember we used to tip 15%? Then I just usually tip 20% because I used to wait tables. Well, apparently that hasn't been the norm. 25% tipping at a restaurant or a bar has been the norm. And now they're saying it's going to be up to 30%. 30% is going to be the norm for tipping. This is being reported from the New York Post. 30%. That's close to a third of whatever you purchase. I mean, here's my thing. When I waited tables, you got a very, very small salary of that. And so you did. You lived on your tips. But as restaurant prices are going up, who the heck is going to want to pay close to a third in tip? I mean, that service better be stellar. Not that my service was ever that stellar. It was good for a good 5%, I guess. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour. If not, have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.